Without further ado, let me move on to the second session of today's webinar, Financing Needs in Agriculture and Agri-Food Sectors in France. And I would like to give the floor to Mrs. Miglena Dobreva, who is a financial instruments advisor at the EIB. And I would like you to, in a few words, tell us about the methodology you used. So you will speak in English and move on to the French for the French listeners.
Thank you, Milena, for these clarifications on the methodology that will be applied. Stay here, please, because there may be questions later. I would like to give the floor to Guillaume Pierre, research expert with Ecoris. He will tell us about the main results. Up to you, Guillaume. Thank you for the presentation of figures, Milena. Well, on the following screen, I'd like to go back to the figures which have been presented. You see that the gap is quite wide. France is one of the largest agricultural and agri-food markets. And one of the characteristics of the sector is that farmers have a very large network of advisors, be it with other farmers or bankers. They know how much they can borrow. And I think that 2%, depending on the type of product, are rejected. So there are not many rejections because farmers are well informed. But what the study showed us, the survey showed us, is that many farmers know that they won't be able to have access to funding. And that's why they don't even request loans. And this is where the largest share of the financing gap is to be found. In the following slide, I've summed up in five categories the main obstacles to access. First of all, you have the general context in the sector with low economic margins, in particular, increased volatility. And a borrowing capacity, which is also rather low, or problems with access conditions. And then there is a typical issue, typical of the sector and startups, a lack of historical figures, either on their business or their financing capacity. Then there is an increased need for working capital funding or finance. This type of finance is not provided by banks in general. One of the obstacles is the lack of guarantees. Difficult to have a mortgage, for example. It can be done for equipment, but not necessarily for a building, because if there is no market, the value of such a building is rather low. But this is common to many countries, so you won't be surprised. What is rather new in the sector, however, is the lack of funding for innovation and, in particular, intangible tools. It's more difficult to use as collateral. This is true for the agri-food sector rather than the agricultural sector, even if we see innovation in the agricultural primary sector as well, with new types of crops. In particular, for which we have very few historical figures. And this may be a problem. an issue. So much for my summary of the various obstacles, but there are others as well. We have a number of recommendations that came out of the report, the survey. Some of these recommendations have already been mentioned. The very first one is to take stock of existing tools and financial instruments. Some of them exist in France. Some may be interesting to use in the sector. Then we should explore various combinations of loans and guarantees and grant support or interest rate subsidies. Besides, there is the possibility to have finance land purchase. Something which has not been developed yet is equity instruments. There is an ecosystem of startups and young farmers which are slowly developing in France and could be supported and should be supported. There is also the legal framework. This is something that has been mentioned quite a few times, in particular for the sector. And support working capital finance and support innovation. See if we can have a support mechanism to support innovation in the sector, either with conventional instruments, with equity or quasi-equity finance in order to support startups. So these are the main obstacles and recommendations, possible solutions that we've taken out of the survey or the research. This presentation is quite general, but you can find more details in the report, which has been published online. And if you're interested in a particular aspect, I would encourage you to visit our website. Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you very much, Guillaume.